And during the few moments that we have left, we want to have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me, us. We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand. We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is us. We're her problem. The only reason she has a problem is she doesn't want us in. And every time you look at yourself, be you black, brown, red, or yellow, a so-called media, you represent a person who poses such a serious problem for America because you're not one. Once you face this as a fact, then you can start plotting a course that will make you appear intelligent instead of unintelligent. What you and I need to do is learn to forget our differences. When we come together, we don't come together as Baptists or Methodists. You don't catch hell because you're a Baptist. And you don't catch hell because you're a Methodist. You don't catch hell because you're a Methodist or a Baptist. You don't catch hell because you're a Democrat or a Republican. You don't catch hell because you're a Mason or an Elf. And you sure don't catch hell because you're an American. Because if you were an American, you wouldn't catch no hell. You catch hell because you're a black man. You catch hell, all of us, you catch hell for the same reason. We'll be right back.
for all Americans now. That we meet here today in common cause, not as white people, nor as black people, nor as members of any particular group, is a tribute to those Americans who dare to live up and practice our democratic ideals and our religious cherish. That we meet here today is a tribute also to all black Americans, who for 100 years have contended in peaceful and orderly protest to bear witness to our deep faith in America, and in this method of protest to affect change. That we meet here at all, however, is to the shame of some who have always blocked the progress of the brown Americans, and to the shame of those who would make deals, would water down civil rights legislation, or take cowardly refuge in technical details around elementary human rights, and who would even now delay until after Christmas the consideration of these bills before Congress. One should not seek here to atone for his past failures as a responsible citizen of the majority group. The evils of the past and the guilt about it cannot be erased by one day's pilgrimage, however magnificent. Nor can this pilgrimage substitute for an obligation to tomorrow by these same citizens. And so this march must go beyond this historic moment, for the true test of the rededication and the commitment which should flow from this meeting will be in recognition that however impressed or however incensed our congressional representatives are by this demonstration, they will not act because of it alone. We must support the strong. We must give courage to the timid. We must remind the indifferent. And we must warn the opposed. Civil rights, which are God-given and constitutionally guaranteed, are not negotiable in 1963. Furthermore, we must work together, even more closely back home where the job must be done. See that Negro Americans are accepted as first-class citizens, and that there are Negroes in the four of us. We must march to the
doing anything to you. So you sit there and go, you got all that Novocaine in your jaw, you suffer
tribulation. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. Yes.